You're listening to the Texas Standard.
He hasn't made any official announcement. However, after Texas Monthly reported Joaquin Castro is on the verge of announcing plans to challenge John Cornyn for his Senate seat, a new sort of game began. See, if Joaquin runs for Senate, who'll try to go for his seat as congressman from the 20th District? A district that has, by the way, been held by a Democrat for, as long as most of us alive can remember. Gilbert Garcia is Metro columnist with the San Antonio Express News, and he has been pondering the musical chairs set in motion by a Joaquin Castro candidacy. Mr. Garcia, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think about this district. It is a rather unique place. In fact, in your piece for the Express News, you begin by pointing out that before Castro, the last two people to have held that office held it for almost 60 years, and they had the same last name.
That's right. This seat was held for a little more than 37 years by the legendary Henry B. Gonzalez. And when he stepped down in 1998, his son Charlie Gonzalez ran and held it for another 14 years. It's probably the most coveted congressional seat among Democrats in San Antonio. We have five congressional districts that include some part of San Antonio, but this is the only one that is entirely contained within Bexar County. And it's also a solidly Democratic seat. And so as we've seen with the two Gonzalez's, it's basically a seat that if someone, once they're in, they can pretty much hold that seat for as long as they want it.
So this potentially could have enormous star-making power if you could find the right name to run for the 20th Congressional District, right? I mean, this could be big stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it was certainly true for Henry B. Gonzalez, and I think it's proving to be that for Joaquin Castro as well.
So, want to start naming some names? Is anyone talking about who might run?
There's talk about it. One of the things I mentioned in my column is that the timing is a little bit awkward for some of the people that you would ordinarily expect to run. Trey Martinez Fisher, who's the dean of the San Antonio delegation in the Texas House, just returned to the Texas House 2 months ago. He served for many years, decided to run for state Senate in 2016. He lost, and after 2 years out of political office, came back in 2018 and defeated his successor, Diana Revelo. So he's only been back a couple of months. It's a question mark for him. For one thing, I think he's looking at the possibility that Democrats could flip the Texas House in 2020, and he would possibly be a powerful figure at that point in the Texas House. But I think also, he just came back. You have Justin Rodriguez, who replaced Joaquin Castro in the Texas House and has represented the West San Antonio area. But he left the legislature 2 months ago to accept an appointment on the Bexar County Commissioner's Court. He has made it pretty clear that he's not going to leave that job so soon to run for Congress. So I think there are a couple of people who bear watching, and there are probably people who don't hold office that we haven't heard about, but a couple of legislators that I think deserve some attention, Diego Bernal and Nina Mijares. They both were elected during special elections in 2015. Diego Bernal, his niche has kind of been public education. Nina Mijares has been really good at working across the aisle on various issues. And she's getting some interest from Emily's List, the political action committee that has helped pro-choice Democratic women get elected to office. And I think he's giving it some thought. I think they both have some interest in it. But, at the same time, they're both pretty happy with what they're doing.
Sure.
And it would require them to give up the seats they have now, of course, to run for Congress.
Just about out of time here, but I have to ask about the mechanics of this. If indeed Joaquin runs for Senate, does that mean he has to open up? He cannot run again you can't run for two elections in one cycle.
Right. I mean, the old Lyndon Johnson rule is you could run for president or vice president and Senate at the same time, but you have to give up your congressional seat. So absolutely, it'll open up.
Well, that's very interesting. I just was laughing about the Lyndon Johnson rule. That's a classic. Well, a lot of names that folks are going to be watching for. Gilbert Garcia is talking about him as Metro columnist for the San Antonio Express News. We'll have a link to his piece at texasstandard.org. Mr. Garcia, thanks again.
Thank you.